For some, it is a celebration of femininity and beauty. But feminist campaigners say that it is nothing other than the degradation of women who are paraded like animals in a cattle market. The Miss World beauty pageant is now 60, but remains controversial, as last weekend's show in London proved. Inside the venue, about 110 contestants showed off their figures and boasted about their talents. Outside, dozens of feminist campaigners held placards with messages such as "Sexism is pretty ugly," and shouted slogans against chauvinism and what they call the objectification of women. Feminists and beauty pageant organisers are old enemies. The show was created in the 1950s to promote the Festival of Britain. By the 70s, women's lib demonstrators tried to disrupt the proceedings, alleging that the whole thing was an offence against women's equality. But some contestants argue that it can actually empower women. Laura Coleman, Miss England 2008, said it gives girls confidence and opportunities they may not otherwise have. For some, these opportunities are in Hollywood. About 12 beauty queens landed roles in James Bond movies, and the Oscar-winning star Halle Berry finished sixth in 1986. Organisers are keen to point out that the contestants are not airheads, but often have degrees and speak several languages. This year's winner is 21-year-old Venezuelan Ivian Sarcos, who in her childhood thought about becoming a nun. Despite the protests, the show is likely to continue, with plans to hold next year's Miss World in China.